God, so annoying. Maybe this then. Let me try that. It's not even better. It's like worse, actually. Why is this so hard? Oh no, sorry, baby. I wasn't. No. I'm sorry, I'm talking out loud. No, this stuff is just driving me crazy. Because, like, it make like, look, this should run. This should, like, work perfectly, but it isn't. It's not making any sense. Like, this should be fine, but I'm running into problems. I don't know what's going on. And I know it's something I did, which is the worst part, because now it's like, oh, what did I do to break my own thing? It's just frustrating. No, I mean, no, I don't think, I mean, I appreciate it. I don't think there's anything you can do to help, though. Honestly, I mean, at this point, it's just gotta put it on my back and carry it. That's like the only way. That's a little sore, just from sitting. So this chair's doing me like zero favors. Oh. No, baby, you don't really have to do this. I really No, it's just, I know you have things you could be doing instead. I appreciate it. Oh, it's just the chair. Been sitting on it for too long. I'm like almost done though. I have maybe like another hour and a half of stuff to get out. And then once that's all done, then yeah, then I'm all yours. I mean, if you keep doing this, I just want to take a break. I don't know, because I'll, like, lose momentum if I take a break. I can't afford to, like, take a break. I gotta just keep going. Maybe I'll just take, like, a 5-minute break, or I don't know. No, you're getting it. It's perfect. I don't know why my back's so bad. I genuinely just think it's from sitting up in this chair as long as I've been sitting in it. Yeah, I really need to get a new one. Oh, no, you don't have to do that. This is feeling very fancy now. I feel so good. Yeah, it's just mostly my shoulders. And probably like a little bit of my neck too. It feels so good. Oh, I didn't know, I have no idea how much I needed this. No, I know you do this anytime. I just feel bad asking. Because it's no, it's not easy. It must be exhausting on your hands. It's like massaging iron. Like, it's all so stiff and terrible. I mean, when you're done, it's not iron anymore. It's like super, I don't even know. Maybe closer to Jell-O or something. No, you do a really good job. You get like 99.99999% of all the tension out. Yeah, that 1%, I don't know what happens to that. It's somewhere. I mean, you can strive to try to get that 1% out too if you want, but I don't know. I think it's just always gonna, it's just residual stress. It's never going anywhere. No, I meant it when I said only 5 minutes. Literally, after 5 minutes, you can be done. You don't have to do any more than that. No, okay, fine. If you really want to, you can after I'm done working, but I'm only gonna take 5 minutes of your time now. Because any more feels greedy. I feel so greedy to ask for more. You feel right? I have knots at least. Can you like tell? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there. And right there too. Yeah, those are the big ones. I wonder what knots really are. Because they're not just like bumps under your skin. They're just like tight muscle. I wonder why they happen. Mm-hmm. We should have went to massage school. We have all the answers then. I mean, I think I still could go to massage school. Is it masseuse school? Masseur school? I'm not sure. There's definitely a school for it. Yeah. I wonder if I can get a doctorate in massaging. Mm-hmm. You're definitely putting in hours towards your massage degree. I can feel it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's degrees where you just use, like, real-life experience and then it counts for credits or whatever. Mm-hmm. I would sign a paper and say that you passed. It's definitely, this is an A-plus performance. Ugh. I don't want to say stop, but it's been 5 minutes and I don't want to keep you. And I know you'll keep going and I won't do any more work. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you.